Phil Corzine knows much about growing soybeans. However, a few years ago, he took that knowledge to South America to grow beans for himself and others. What's he learned and what's his outlook on the future of South American agriculture? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside. You've probably heard stories of Brazilian farmers clearing the Amazon to make way for farmland. Perhaps it was true at one time.
The whole country has a reserve policy of 20% of the land has to be kept in its natural state. And then as you go north, that percentage increases. As you get clear into the Amazon, the percentage is at 80%. So 8 out of every 10 acres has to be left untouched. In our area, it's 35%.
Phil Corzine is an Illinois soybean farmer who also owns and manages farms in Brazil for his company South American Soy, LLC. Brazil keeps a close eye on those protected areas.
In the past, these laws weren't enforced very closely, and there's farms that are 100% open. But in our case, the reserve was the laws. We obeyed the laws, and we would have had to have. They're watching that very closely now with the satellite technology. So, and I've heard of huge fines of farms that have taken that out.
There's a great difference in soil and climate between Brazil and the United States.
The soil's not nearly as good as what we have here. Its nutrient levels are low. It's a poor soil coming out. But on the positive side, the rainfall levels are about 2.5 times what we get during the growing season here to there, so the rainfalls are great.
Soil fertility can gradually be improved. Phil says that added rainfall in Brazil will combine to create an environment superior to that of his Illinois farm fields.
Basically, you start out with soils that at the very initial point, they won't even raise crops to speak of because they have aluminum toxicity because of extremely low pH. That's what everybody hears about, but that's the easy part. The fertility takes years and years, decades, really.
More next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McRae.